This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Sublocade, active ingredient, buprenorphine. This leaflet provides important information about using Sublocade. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Sublocade. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Sublocade? Sublocade modified release injection contains the active ingredient buprenorphine. Sublocade acts as a substitute for opioids like heroin, morphine, oxycodone, or codeine, and it helps withdrawal from opioids over a period of time. Sublocade is used as part of a medical, social, and psychological treatment program for patients dependent on opioids. Sublocade must only be administered by your doctor or other healthcare professional. What should I know before I use Sublocade? Warnings. Do not use Sublocade if you are allergic to buprenorphine or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have serious problems with your liver, or if your doctor detects the development of a serious liver problem during treatment. You are under the age of 18 years. You have serious breathing problems. You are intoxicated due to CNS depressant medicines, e.g. sedative or hypnotics, narcotic painkillers, anti-anxiety or antipsychotic medicines, alcohol, or have delirium tremens, the shakes and hallucinations. The package is torn or shows signs of tampering. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions such as asthma or other breathing problems, thyroid problems, prostate problems, problems with excess alcohol use, problems with drowsiness, Addison's disease, kyphoscoliosis, hunchback disease, low blood pressure, urination problems, kidney problems, liver problems, if you have head injuries or have a condition where you have increased pressure within your head. If you have problems related to the biliary tract, if you have a history of seizures, or if you have severe mental problems or hallucinations, seeing or hearing things that are not really there, take any medicines for any other condition. Some people have died from respiratory failure, inability to breathe when using benzodiazepines, medicines used to treat anxiety or sleeping problems, or other depressants such as alcohol or other opioids at the same time as buprenorphine. For further information, please discuss with your doctor. Buprenorphine may cause fatal respiratory failure in children who accidentally ingest it. Sublocade can cause withdrawal symptoms, dependence. Withdrawal signs and symptoms were not observed in the month following discontinuation of Sublocade. Considering the long-acting characteristic, any withdrawal signs and symptoms that may occur would be expected to be delayed. If you stop receiving injections of Sublocade, your doctor may want to monitor you for several months for signs and symptoms of withdrawal and treat appropriately due to the long-acting characteristic of this medicine. Athletes should be aware that this medicine may cause a positive reaction to anti-doping tests. The safety and effectiveness in patients over 65 years of age have not been established. Sublocade forms a depot following subcutaneous injection. Serious harm or death could result if injected intravenously. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Use of Sublocade or other opioids by the mother during pregnancy may result in withdrawal symptoms in the baby following birth. This is called neonatal abstinence syndrome. Neonatal abstinence syndrome is a condition that includes disturbances to a newborn baby's nervous, gastrointestinal and breathing systems. Not all babies who are exposed to Sublocade in this way will have withdrawal symptoms. Talk to your doctor if you become pregnant or plan to become pregnant during treatment with Sublocade. Your doctor will help you consider the risks and benefits of continued treatment and plan for monitoring your baby following birth. Due to the long duration of buprenorphine effect, your baby will be monitored for several days at the end of pregnancy for effects on breathing and for withdrawal symptoms. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Sublocade and affect how it works. Medicines containing alcohol. Certain medicines for treating HIV/AIDS. Certain medicines for treating fungal and bacterial infections. Strong painkillers. Cough medicines containing opioid-related substances. Certain antidepressants including monoamine oxidase inhibitors. Certain medicines used to treat fits or epilepsy, anticonvulsants. Sedating antihistamines. Sedatives. Alcohol. Anti-anxiety medicines. Certain medicines for high blood pressure. Antipsychotic medicines. Naltrexone. Tell your doctor if you are scheduled to have surgery using a general anesthetic. Some people have died when using sedatives, benzodiazepines, or other depressants, alcohol, or other opioids at the same time as buprenorphine. You should not use benzodiazepines, medicines used to treat anxiety or sleep disorders whilst you are taking Sublocade, unless they are prescribed by your doctor. Alcohol and certain other medicines, as listed above, may increase the sedative effects of buprenorphine, which can make driving and operating machinery hazardous. Do not drink alcohol or take medicines that contain alcohol whilst you're being treated with Sublocade. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Sublocade. How do I use Sublocade? How much to use? Sublocade is injected under the skin in your abdomen by your doctor or other healthcare professional only. Your doctor will tell you when you need your next injection. It is important not to miss your scheduled dose. Sublocade must not be injected intravenously, intramuscularly, or intradermally. Sublocade is only for adults. The recommended first two doses following an induction on a buprenorphine-containing product is 300 mg monthly. The subsequent dosing will be selected by your doctor, based on clinical assessment of your condition. Because Sublocade lasts a long time, it should be given monthly, and separated by a minimum of 26 days between doses. Do not change the treatment in any way, or stop treatment without the agreement of the doctor, who is treating you. When to use Sublocade? Sublocade will be administered once a month by your doctor, or other healthcare professional. If you forget to use Sublocade, Sublocade should be given monthly. It is important to remember to attend your next appointment, to receive your next Sublocade injection. If you cannot keep your appointment for your next Sublocade injection, call your healthcare professional right away, so another appointment can be made as soon as possible. Do not change the treatment in any way, or stop treatment without the agreement of the doctor, who is treating you. Because Sublocade lasts a long time, if you stop receiving injections of Sublocade, you should be monitored for several months for symptoms. Not sure you need signs and symptoms for the patient of withdrawal, so you can be treated appropriately. If you use too much Sublocade, because Sublocade will be administered to you under medical supervision, it is unlikely that you will be given too much. If you think that you or anyone else may have received too much Sublocade, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling in Australia 131126 or in New Zealand 0800 Poison or 0800764766 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Sublocade? Things you should do. If you are about to start on any new medicine, remind your doctor, nurse, and pharmacist who treat you that you are using or will be starting Sublocade. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are using Sublocade. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Call your doctor straight away if you experience hypersensitivity reactions such as swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat, or severe difficulty in breathing, or experience severe liver problems such as intense fatigue, no appetite, your skin and eyes look yellow, or you have light-colored bowel motions, or dark-colored urine. Remind any doctor, dentist, nurse, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Sublocade. Things you should not do. Do not attempt to tamper with a medicine once given by your healthcare provider. Do not rub or massage the injection site, and be aware of the placement of any belts or clothing waistbands. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Things to be careful of. Sublocade may cause your blood pressure to drop suddenly, causing you to feel dizzy, if you get up too quickly from sitting or lying down. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed or standing up, get up slowly. If you stop using Sublocade, and if you start using opioids again, your sensitivity to opioids may change, which could be dangerous. You should talk to your doctor before you start using opioids again. Sublocade contains a narcotic that can be a target for people who abuse prescription medicines or street drugs. Treating pain, emergencies, and anesthesis. While on Sublocade, situations may arise where you need to be treated for pain or may require anesthesia. Sublocade can interfere with the action of some pain treatments. In the event of an emergency, it is important you and your family or friends inform your healthcare provider or emergency room staff that you are being treated with Sublocade. For 6 months after stopping Sublocade, you should continue to inform your healthcare providers you have been treated with Sublocade, because Sublocade effect can last for a long time. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Sublocade affects you. Sublocade may cause drowsiness, which may be made worse if you also drink alcohol or take sedatives or anti-anxiety medicines. If you are drowsy, do not drive or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol. Do not drink alcohol or take medicines that contain alcohol whilst you're being treated with Sublocade. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Store at 2 degrees Celsius, 8 degrees Celsius. Refrigerate. Do not freeze. Once outside the refrigerator, this product may be stored in its original packaging at room temperature, below 25 degrees Celsius, for up to 12 weeks prior to injecting. Once the medicine is administered, the needle guard should be locked into place by pushing it against a hard surface such as a table. All syringe components should be disposed of in a secure sharps disposal container. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. Sublocade should be discarded if not refrigerated for longer than 12 consecutive weeks. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Pain-related effects. Pain in abdomen, back, arms, legs, joints, and muscles, leg cramps, muscle weakness, headache, migraine, chest pain, gastrointestinal effects. Upset stomach and diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, constipation, poor appetite, abnormal liver function, general effects, difficulty sleeping, anxiety, fatigue, weakness, numbness, sleepiness, dizziness, fainting, vertigo, flushing, feeling of warmth, rash and itching, tooth disorders, abnormal vision, low sex drive, impotence, urinary tract infection, injection site reactions, redness, pain, itching, nodule just under the skin, flu-like symptoms, chills, fever, sore throat, coughing, runny nose and sweating, breathing related, difficulty breathing, cough, respiratory infection. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Liver problems. Severe fatigue. You have no appetite. Your skin and eyes look yellow. You have light-colored bowel motions or dark-colored urine. Hypersensitivity reactions. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat. Severe difficulty breathing. Severe injection site reactions. Signs of infection at the injection site such as pain, redness, swelling, itching and warmth. Signs of overdose. Severe drowsiness, dizziness, or difficulty thinking. Severe drop in blood pressure. Severe difficulty breathing. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects in Australia to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems, or in New Zealand online at https://nzphvc.otago.ac.nz/reporting. For adverse event reporting, please contact Indivi or PTY Limited. 800-270-81901. Patient Safety ROW at Indivia.com. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Sublocade contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient, buprenorphine. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, polyglactan, N-methyl-2-pyrrolidone. Potential allergens, none known. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Sublocade looks like. Sublocade 100mg/0.5mL modified, release injection solution is supplied in a single-use dose in a 1mL plastic syringe with a plunger stopper, together with a 19g 16mm pre-packaged safety needle, OSTAR 303476. Sublocade 300mg/1.5mL modified, release injection solution is supplied in a single-use dose in a 2.25mL plastic syringe with a plunger stopper, together with a 19g 16mm pre-packaged safety needle, OSTAR 303753. Each assembled syringe with plastic plunger rod is supplied in an aluminium foil laminate pouch containing an oxygen-absorbing desiccant. The pouch is in labeled paperboard carton along with a sterile safety needle and labeling. Sublocade 100mg/0.5mL and 300mg/1.5mL are supplied in a single-use pack. Who distributes Sublocade? Indivi or PTY Limited. 78 Waterloo Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Australia. Pharmacy Retailing, NZ Limited. T/A Healthcare Logistics. 58 Richard Pearce Drive, Airport Oaks, Mangere, Auckland 2022. This leaflet was prepared in October 2023.